And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We're the Pop Truck. Head to the dirt.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up,
Dull?
I remain David Jacoby.
And on the cold check-in. It's so dope that Mike D gave me the stamp to be able to say this. Center stage on the mic.
And we putting it on wax. It's the new style.
We're Jalen and Jacoby. What do we do?
For 8 years in running.
Oh, God.
We're going to be what they want.
Big show today. We will be breaking down the Nets and Lakers that actually played a game in China. We will preview the Pats and Giants, and Malika Andrews returns to the show. They played basketball in China, Jalen Rose. Before we get to the actual game, what does the fact that there was a game tell you about the ongoing turmoil between the NBA and China?
It furthers what I said on this show about Adam Silver having the ability to represent his beliefs as an American citizen, yet forge relationships with China in this case to navigate a situation that went from canceling events, taking down promotions, to everybody wondering basically up until tip time if a game was going to happen, and a game happened with fans in the stands. So This was a terrific amount of progress that he made in a short period of time.
I have to echo that and say I did not believe that this game was going to happen. And it does reflect the work of Adam Silver and the people that work with him and their diplomatic ability to make this game actually happen. And I'm so happy that it did. But now let's turn our attention to the actual game. Listen, you know me. I'm a media guy, Jalen. I'm going to overreact to preseason results. That's what I'm going to do because I don't have anything else. I will say this. The Nets beat the Lakers in an actual basketball contest. Does that mean the Nets might be better than we think they are?
You do know during that game that Kyrie Irving got elbowed in his nose.
I saw it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And probably is going to be wearing a mask. Should be a la Rip Hamilton as the season progressed. Spencer Dinwiddie, was great to see him play quality minutes. Caris LeVert, I keep telling people, is going to have a breakout season. And anybody that watches this show, I know when I was like, Torian Prince, people were like, huh? I spent a lot of time in Atlanta. And at Hawks games, he can really shoot the three. He's going to provide quality minutes for them. And yes, the Nets, along with five other teams, I believe, are locks in the East. The Pacers, the Celtics, the Sixers, the
Bucks.
The Bucks. They all stand to me to guarantee be playoff teams. But they're not on the Lakers level. The Lakers are contending for an NBA championship with two of the top five players in the game, LeBron James and Anthony Davis. So I know you get enthusiastic and die easy about results and about preseason games. Don't do that in this situation.
Jalen, I have not even started to show you how enthusiastic and overreacting I can be about preseason games. Because did you see what Zion Williamson did last night? Zion. This gentleman was 12 for 13 from the field. He missed one single shot. Finished with the right. Finished with the left. Spinning dunk. Jalen, I'm going to do the media thing and overreact to this. This has only been two games, but the two games have brought us so many highlights. Such an impressive performance from Williamson. He even had some nice assists in this game. I'm going to do it. I'm going to say that he is a guaranteed, surefire superstar that we will be talking about on this program for 13 or 14 years to come. What do you think from what you've seen from Mr. Williamson?
So I know you don't like follow-up questions, but this one's in your wheelhouse, so I'm going to give you a second to think about it. Do you believe Timothy Duncan is a superstar?
No.
Okay. See, that's where the fork in the road happens between you and I's views, and you go straight. To me, a superstar has two things, not just one. The ability to win because we have you, like we've seen some of the best players of all time do, Magic and Bird, Dr. J, Michael Jordan, Isaiah Thomas, Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille and Kobe, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade. Those to me are superstars. We're going to win and or be in the finals because we got you. And then there are those that are box office, like an Allen Iverson, for example, who can get his team to the finals, but not necessarily win the championship. But we all recognize his greatness. So you're basically feeling like Zion has that ability. Yes. I do too. But there's still some things he has to improve. But I want to give him credit on one thing that nobody ever talks about his game that unlocks the floor for him.
What's that?
Zion got a handle. Zion got a handle. So between the legs, behind the back, it ain't loose, it ain't wide, and it's efficient. Look at that. And so
it finishes
now
with both hands
all of a sudden, you're moving like a small guy, but right there, you're finishing doing a 180 like a large guy. And here's another thing that people should start talking about Zion's game. Dominique Wilkins, 50-inch vertical. One of my favorite leapers of all time. Always jumped off 2 feet. Michael Jordan, terrific leaper. Could kiss the rim off 2 feet, but also jump from the free throw line with one hand. Zion can jump off two and off one, but he can do it with both hands.
Yep.
He's almost ambidextrous. Now all of a sudden, you're going to make 11 of your 12 shots within 2 feet of the rim because he's going to be an amazing finisher in a game where now he has more space to operate.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the box office draw and sort of the superstardom. There's superstars that will fill the seats, the superstars that will fill the stat sheet and the win column. But take a look at these stats from Zion. The difference when he's on the court and off the court for the Pelicans. The points per play goes up. Field goal percentage goes way up. Now, again, I know this is just a very, very small sample size, but what does that indicate of his impact on the game for the Pelicans?
Well, his impact is terrific. He has an unselfish flair to his game. When you're running on a two-on-one break, he casually bounces it to Lonzo because he knows he's going to get it back for the lob. He's driving to the basket. Us lefties like to spin back to our right shoulders. He's going to find the shooter in the corner. But also, he's playing against the best players in the world. So here's what's next. Because as an analyst, you got to also see the landscape of everything. He has to improve his shot. Like all young players have weaknesses. That's something not only from mid-range, but from the free throw line and from three. Also, he has to be a guy that can defend his position. You put a lot of stats up there. You know what you didn't put up there as somebody that watched and covered the entire game? His plus minus. Because they were losing by 20 when he was in the game. In the fourth quarter, they came back when he was on the bench and actually won the game. So there is some levels to improvement, but it should be. It's only a second preseason game.
So, Jalen, you said that all young players have holes in their game they need to improve. But I challenge you on that. Two young players in the same team are pretty well-rounded, and that is Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis. I kind of forgot about Kristaps Porzingis because I haven't seen him play for so long, but they played together last night against your Pistons, and they looked really good. Kristaps was out there hitting threes. Like, look at that. That's a seven-footer right there. Jalen, I don't know if this is going to be a contending team, but they might be a playoff team, but they're definitely on my league pass list. What did you see from KP and Luka?
International snipers. And as somebody that played with the Pacers and Rick Carlisle was our associate coach, I know he enjoys the pace and space style of game, in particular with two guys that can dribble, pass, and shoot. And both of those guys are tall for their position. Luka's 6'7". He ain't no little guy. Porzingis is 7'3" that can also block shots. They're going to be a modern-day version of what you saw from Steve Nash as he was playing in Phoenix and what you saw from Dirk when he was in his prime with Dallas. So that's why Mark Cuban, I'm sure, was sitting back saying, man, I let Nash go, and he went on to have that level of success. I'm going to pair these two guys together and get them before they enter their prime.
Jalen, it is now time for some very important news that matters. My guy, Jacoby Brissett, fresh off a win against the Chiefs, is back in the news. And now, wait a second, he put this on Instagram, and Tom Brady dissed my guy Jacoby. Love those pants. Did they have any that fit you? Jalen, is Tom Brady okay to go after my guy Jacoby Brissett because of those pants?
No question. That's his young boy. Remember, there was a Patriot quarterback room that featured Tom Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Jacoby Brissett. One of those guys is undefeated playing for the 49ers, and they gave him a $100+ million deal after seven games. Jacoby Brissett started the season potentially playing behind Andrew Luck. Now he's the starter and doing really well. So if he was not playing and holding the clipboard, Tom Brady wouldn't have done that. But since they're playing well and he's doing well, of course you want to give your guy some love.
Let's get it, people. Hiring is so important for your small or medium-sized business or even a huge corporation. Hiring the right people is going to change the bottom line, change your business more than any other decision that you make. But sometimes it can be a slow process, like Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz. He needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company. He was having trouble finding qualified applicants. So what did he do? He switched to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates fast. Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly and what great candidates he got to apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on only the most relevant ones. It saves him a lot of time and energy and therefore money. That is how Dylan found his director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the very first 24 hours. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for business of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/J&J. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JANDJ. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/J&J. It's very important that when you switch to ZipRecruiter, you use these websites and our promo code. It helps our show immensely, and we appreciate your support. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. We have another special guest. Malika Andrews is in the studio joining us on Jalen
it's
Jacoby.
A
Malika,
family affair.
Thank you so much for
I'm
taking
sure
the time
special.
To come and hang out with us.
Guest, yes, special.
Yes, yes, fair.
That's fair. That's fine.
That's fair. Well, do you know who is special? A gentleman by the name of Zion Williamson.
Amen.
Zion. I have been so impressed with his first two games in the preseason. I'm going to do the media thing and completely overreact and buy into all the hype. He was 12 for 13, 29 points. He looked so good, Malika. Am I overreacting by saying that this man is a superstar and we will be talking about him on this show every time he takes the floor?
Are you overreacting? Yes. Is he a superstar that we will be talking about every time he takes on the he takes the floor? Also, yes. I think that both of those things can coexist. I was actually at his first game in Atlanta, and I mean, you had kids who were holding up signs and getting crying when he signed their jerseys. And I mean, the entire thing was just, it was just a show, the entire thing. And I mean, look at that. Look at that hammer. I mean, that's not something you generally see in NBA games, let alone a rookie's first preseason game. I mean, he only has room to grow. I'm impressed.
Jalen, what did you see from Zion?
And also, what attracts the audience? Somebody that's box office. Zion is powerful. He's athletic. He has a magnetic smile. He has a humility about himself. Mm-hmm. And he has potential. And people love all of those things. And so he embraces it. And so his ability to attack and finish at the basket is going to be like very few in the league. It reminds me of a combination. Since you were at the game, Malik, I was watching it. When he jumped off 2 feet, I'm like, is that a human highlight film 2.0 mixed with a Sean Kemp?
Yes.
It kind of gave me that vibe. How did you feel?
I mean, it was impressive. The dunks were such, I kept a little tally. I was like, oh, there it is. And the thing is, his first dunk, you didn't even have to wait 2 minutes into the game until he hammered it down. I mean, it was impressive. If we're nitpicking, obviously the one thing that is a glaring hole in the modern NBA game that he doesn't seem to have right now is his three-point shot. I asked him about it after the game, and he just said, you know what? It's something that's going to come with time. I have the utmost confidence. I'm going to keep shooting it. Obviously, that didn't carry into his game against Chicago. He didn't keep shooting it, but he had 29 points. So I'm not going to nitpick that. But it seems like, you know, this is a good thing. And to your point about box offices, Jalen, this is a guy who brought 10,000 people to a freaking open practice. I mean, when does that happen? In New Orleans, which is a football town. This is going to be something special. And I'm so glad that he's kind of living up to the hype, because the organization is working so hard to make it so that people aren't saying, you know, this is the next LeBron. This is what they're trying to say. No, he's the only Zion. Don't compare him to LeBron, even though they had their first preseason game on the very same day, 16 years apart. It's like, don't compare him, don't compare him. I mean, it's already happening, and so I'm glad he's kind of able to take it in stride and not have that be kind of a deflating balloon.
So Jalen mentioned his personality, and you got to spend a little bit of time with him after that game in Atlanta. Like, what do you think about him as a person? We've all seen the dunks, but what about off the court?
He's a kid, and that's the thing that continuously strikes me, is that sometimes we look at these guys as if they are these just superhumans. And he's, you know, joking with his coaches, kind of giggling at words that can be taken as double entendres. He's a 19-year-old kid. He really is. He's still getting used to kind of the spotlight and the media attention. He's someone who still gets a pregame text from his stepdad every single game, and he needs that to kind of get on the court. So he does strike me as someone who's still maturing, who's still kind of figuring out who he is. But he's sweet as pie. He's someone I just want to, like, he's a really sweet guy.
And the thing that gets lost in professional sports is infrastructure, no different than parenting a child. When he gets drafted by the Pelicans, you talked about them doing a good job of minimizing expectations, but Alvin Gentry's been an offensive innovator wherever he's basically been. You have Drew Holiday, who's a seasoned vet, got a big deal, is comfortable in his own skin. And then you have a couple of rookies around his age, like Lonzo and Ingram, that are young enough to still speak the same language, but old enough to have seen adversity, because both of those guys were lottery picks that got traded. So they built him a situation for him to be successful.
Absolutely. I mean, it really does seem like, you know, the front office all the way down is all there to make sure that Zion gets what he needs in this first season. That being said, though, if he doesn't live up to it on the court, if he doesn't live up to that hype, they can only pad him and protect him so much. So that 29-point game, that 16-point game, those dunks that he's putting down, all of that is actually helping him. He's helping himself in that way, in a way that, you know, Alvin and David Griffin and all these people can't do if he's not putting out the numbers on the court. So are we overhyping him? Yeah. Is this preseason 2 games in? Yeah. Did the Hawks also kind of make the Pelicans look good because they didn't play a whole lot of defense? Also, yeah. But, I mean, let's hand it to him. This is a kid who really dazzled
in his opener. Zion wasn't the only person dunking all over the competition. Giannis was up to his old tricks. He had, let's see here, 22 points, 11 rebounds in just 21 minutes.
Freak.
I was sitting watching it, and he was just getting his way to the basket, bullying his way into the paint, and just dunking all over everybody. So the question I have is this, is everyone looks at his game and says, he needs to shoot a jump shot. He needs to develop a jump shot. But when you can get to the rim the way that he can, does he need to develop a jump shot, Malika?
Oof, man, I'm so curious to get to Jalen's thoughts on this, but here's what I think. In the regular season, no. He's going to be able to get to the basket at will like that. And also, I'm really glad to see Dante DiVincenzo out on the court and healthy. That was a rough touch and go there a little bit last season. So in the regular season, I do think that Giannis is going to be able to make it work without a jumper. He's the MVP. He's an amazing, incredible player. We haven't seen his skill set combined with his length really ever before, and that is something that is freaking awesome. But in the playoffs, when you're playing the same team for as many as seven games and they have time to strategize and try different things. That was the issue in the playoffs for him last year. He couldn't put down those daggers because he couldn't get to the basket at will with that higher level, that more intensity. And so I think if they are going to be a team that is continuously in the finals, that's when having a jump shot would be something that's just a little bit extra that could solidify them as someone who can, as a team that can really throw down the hammer and potentially win a finals.
Jalen, your thoughts?
I'm actually glad that we're talking about Zion and Giannis back to back, because all young players have room for growth. And both of these guys embody what the new big man is going to be in today's NBA. He has the dominant paint presence of a Shaquille O'Neal, but their body types are clearly different. Zion and he, both terrific ball handlers. The one play you saw him do a crossover and go down the middle and dunk, that was against Mike Conley, okay? He has those ball handling skills. So for Zion, people are going to say, we're going to take away his left hand, and then he's going to have to work on that. We're going to take away his layups and dunks. He's got to work on that. For the Greek Freak, since he can play a lot of minutes at the five, and usually he's, unlike Zion, going to be the tallest player out there, you really ain't going to be able to stop him from getting to the basket. So he's one of those guys, along with Zion, you know they can't necessarily shoot, but you can't stop them from getting to the basket. But like Malika said, when the floor shrinks the last 2 minutes of a game, when teams are double and triple and teaming you, when the playoffs come, that's when your efficiency can be exposed from shooting perimeter shots. Ben Simmons, the exact same thing. If he can't make jumpers outside of the paint, then it limits what Philadelphia can do. So, yes, Giannis, if they plan on winning the East and beating a team like Philly, who I believe is more talented, he will have to be able to make some perimeter jump shots to soften up the defense.
It is now time for Soft Move or Bust. Malika, Jalen Rose is a veteran NBA player. I, however, am a veteran rec league player. So I am so happy to present to you this tweet from a gentleman named Carl Anthony Towns. He tweeted, was at Equinox here in the Bay, enjoying my acai bowl, shout out to the acai bowl, and was asked if I would join a basketball league because I was, quote, tall. I told him I'm out, and he said I look like I at least tried basketball in high school. In actuality, he was right. Malika, not realizing Carl Anthony Towns is Carl Anthony Towns, and asking Carl Anthony Towns to join your rec league basketball team, soft move or boss move?
Well, soft move, man.
Soft move!
I mean, if you, first of all, if you're an experienced rec player, but you were I assume that went hand in hand with some NBA fandom, right? If you are if you're a hardcore rec player who's out there recruiting at an Equinox, also, pretty sure that's the Equinox my father used to work at, so shout out that.
Shout
out to my dad. You have to know who Carl Anthony Towns is. I mean, there's only, this isn't the NFL. This isn't guys hiding behind masks or under helmets. This is the biggest league in the world. It's taking over. If you are a basketball person, you should know who Carl Anthony Towns is. And yeah, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're not necessarily, you know.
Not on national TV every night.
Not the Lakers. But Carl Anthony Towns is a freaking all-star. You should know who he is. Soft, soft move, dude.
Jalen, soft move or boss move?
I am rolling with my family, Malika, from the Bay. This is a soft move. And I'm going to go a different reason why. Fortunately for me, I've been pretty famous since 1991. And I've
pretty
learned
famous.
Sometimes people know who you are, yet they don't say anything.
They act like
and
they
I
don't.
Want to use both of you guys as examples. Jacoby was a 10-year producer. Now he's been on television almost 10 years. Same with you, Malika, now being on TV so much. There are people that's going to come up to you and talk to you and or not say anything and know who you are. You can't be hooping at an Equinox and not know a 7-foot guy that'll eat an ICR bowl that's shooting threes ain't Carl Anthony Towns. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Yeah, I'm sure that my rec league captain would call my phone and be like, you know what? You're off the team. We got Carl Anthony Towns now. I'd be like, all right, I understand. Thank you so much for coming through, Malika. You are welcome to join us any time that you want. I understand if you never come back. Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yep.
The Jalen and Jacoby Podcast is presented by Goodyear. Discover the possibilities. Goodyear. More driven. Not everything is worthy of discussion on a national TV show, so we have a segment to weed out the good topics. It's called Keep It Moving. Keep It Moving. Jalen, if you would like to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Let's get it.
Jalen, Clayton Kershaw did it again. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes, fam.
Kershaw came in relief and gave up back-to-back home runs to the Nationals, and eventually the Nationals with a grand slam won Game 5 in Los Angeles. Jalen, is this going to be a problem for Kershaw moving forward?
This is going to be a problem because now we have such a healthy body of work that we can separate his greatness in the regular season versus his struggles in the postseason. And that picture right there is worth 1,000 words. How he's sitting in the dugout by himself, frustrated, as one of the greatest pitchers that the game has seen in the regular season is going to follow him. And that's unfortunate for a guy that's been able to accomplish so much.
I really think it's starting to get in his head. Like at this point, I'm a very mentally weak athlete, and I feel like that would be in my head. And I feel like when he takes him out in the postseason, in the back of his mind, he is scared to fail again. And that is no way to approach Major League pitching. I know based on my decade of Major League pitching. Moving on. The Braves and the Cardinals game felt like it was over early. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Bill Wolf was so very excited to watch his Cards go up 10-0. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
The Rockets and the Raptors played a basketball game this morning. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
There will be a million times this year I get a chance to talk about the greatness of Harden and Westbrook. Keep it moving for now.
We will keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
Kevin Love said something that I do not believe was honest. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Wow, a white NBA player saying something? I know you'll be happy if I hit the brakes.
Thank you for hitting the brakes. He said, I do want to be here. I always have about playing for Cleveland Cavaliers and staying in Cleveland. Jalen, the Cavaliers are not going to contend. They will not make the playoffs. Kevin Love seems like he's on the trading block. Do you think he really wants to stay in Cleveland?
Jalen and Jacoby once hosted LL Cool J show called Rock the Bells on Sirius. Mm-hmm. And one of his favorite things to always cut is him saying, that's a lie. That's how I feel about this. That way too.
I think that he knows that he's not going to finish the season with the Cavs, so he can say things like that just to appease the hometown fans. And good for him. That would do the same exact thing, Kevin. I see you. Moving on. There's a pair of Nikes that is being sold that will blow your mind. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I'm really about that Puma life, but I know you're a sneakerhead, so hit the brakes.
Well, a company called MSCHF have injected the air pocket of Air Max 97s with what they're calling holy water, and they're calling them Jesus shoes, and they're selling them for $3,000. Will you be buying a pair of holy water-infused Jesus shoes?
See, this sounds like something that Kanye West would do. Okay. I am not a fan of this at all. I don't like to interject my faith for public consumption because I think that's a personal thing. But at the same time, when a gym shoe company starts to try to do it, I don't want any parts of that. I would not support it. And they're way too expensive.
Because I'm a serious journalist, I do want to point out that Nike did not actually do this. It was a design firm, but it's silly regardless. Moving on, a Knoxville radio host is doing something that you would never do. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Knox Vegas, I spent time there with my guy Tony Jones. Hit the brakes.
Okay, Knoxville radio host is vowing to live on a roof until the Volunteers win a game, and a gentleman in Indiana is going to live on the roof of a bar until the Bengals win a game. Jalen, how long do you think these people will be living outside their homes?
instead of hit the brakes or keep it moving, I wish this was cultural or regional, because this represents something that's extremely cultural. What are your thoughts?
I think that I can not disagree with you on that, because I don't have to look. I have an idea that these two gentlemen look more like me than they do like you. Moving on. We have a winner take all. Game 5. WNBA Finals game tonight. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
You know how we put on for the WNBA. Hit the brakes.
Jalen, the Mystics and the Sun face off in Washington tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and say it. My girl Courtney Williams is going to take the Sun to their WNBA championship, and the Mystics will once again be runners-up. That's my girl right there. Look at her work. She's going to put on tonight, and the Sun are going to win. Who do you have winning this winner-take-all Game 5?
Yo, she fast. Watching her play reminded me of a young Tony Parker, where he was amongst the league leaders in getting into the paint, and the way she can finish on both sides of the hoop. But I'm going with the home team. I still felt like they should have sat Deladon in the previous game to give her more days to be as best as she could be dealing with her back issue. But I still think the MVP finds a way to get it done leading her squad.
Well, we will see who is right tomorrow, and that will be me. Moving on, finally, a woman snuck onto a Delta flight and did something that you will not believe. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
So you know I'm a Detroiter, represent the A, and that's their hubs. Hit the brakes.
Well, she was in Orlando boarding a flight to Atlanta. However, she did not have a boarding pass for that flight. Somehow, she avoided security, got onto the flight, and when they found her and asked her to leave, she refused to leave the plane. Jalen Rose, it's one thing to sneak onto a plane. It's another thing to get caught and then refuse to leave the plane. Soft move or boss move, refusing to leave the plane that you snuck onto?
Well, for her, I'm going to actually say boss move. Here's why. For anybody that travels a lot, especially since the tragedy of 9/11, security measures have picked up so very much. So initially, before you even get to security, somebody's asking you for your boarding pass. Then when you walk toward security, somebody else is asking you for your boarding pass. Then when you walk through the security and get to the gate, somebody's asking you for your boarding pass. So for her to get past all three of those checkpoints and to get on the plane, that says more about the airline than it does about the individual.
Jalen Rose, Antonio Brown is back in the news. This time he went on Instagram Live and he told his followers, if anyone is following the Patriots, please tell them that I will play for them because they're going to have to pay me anyway. Brown has filed a grievance to recoup some of the money that he lost from the Raiders and the Patriots. Jalen, if Antonio Brown called your phone and said, Jalen Rose, you're such a wise man. What should I do? What advice do you have to give me? What action should I take next? What would you tell Antonio Brown?
Well, initially what I would have told him is, based on all of some of the questionable decisions he made away from the field, like throwing a couch out of the window and stuff like that, what I would have said is, once he got a new lease on life with the Patriots, put down your phone until you play the football game that allows your $10 million to be guaranteed. At least that's what I would have said. Since that did not happen, at this point, and I follow him, I think his posts a lot of times are therapeutic for himself. You know he misses the game. This is what he's done his entire life. He's proven to be one of the best players to do it, and it was taken away from him so very fast based on some of the decisions that he has made. So that will be my advice. Continue to stay in shape, put down the phone, follow through with your grievance, and see that you will get another chance if you continue to show the people in the league that you've made some sort of sea change.
Jalen, moving on to another football story, and I continue to be surprised by what the NFL does when it comes to discipline. Vontaze Burfict appealed his season-long suspension. That appeal was heard, and the suspension was upheld. He will not play football this entire season for that hit on Jack Doyle. Both you and I felt this was a little heavy-handed from the league when it originally happened. I expected that this suspension was going to be reduced. It was not. Are you as surprised as I am that they upheld the suspension?
Well, I'm surprised and disappointed. And I think it was not only lame how they fined Ben Roethlisberger for wearing an Apple Watch on the sideline, but added a second hit to Vontaze Burfict's appeal that was not flagged during the game, and it wasn't initially discussed. But there's a caveat that I appreciate about this story that nobody's discussing that I want to give to you exclusively on Jalen and Jacoby. That's why I appreciate certain people in power. And John Gruden comes to mind, because usually in this scenario, a guy may get suspended for the year, and we're talking about if they're going to be out of the league based on their past transgressions, and he's probably not considered an all-pro. John Gruden is going to give him another chance. If he stays in shape and wants to play football, John Gruden will bring him back. I promise you. So when you see it at the bottom of the ticker, you heard it here first. Burfict and Jay Gruden will be members of the Raiders when they get to Vegas at some point.
Well, Richard Sherman got himself in a little bit of trouble. He, after the game against the 49ers, said that Baker Mayfield did not shake his hands at midfield as captain of the team. Well, guess what? Some video surfaced that, yes, indeed, Baker Mayfield right there shook Richard Sherman's hands. Richard Sherman went on to Zone's the Pat McAfee show. Shout out to Pat McAfee. And he said that he owes Baker an apology. One thing I really enjoy about the story is what Baker Mayfield said in response to this whole controversy. He said, quote, "I know what I did, but that's the one time a camera and something recording me has gone in my favor." I understand that Baker Mayfield not perform as the way we expected him to on the field so far this season, but he's always good for a good quote. I love Baker Mayfield's personality. Do you think that this whole entire saga is a bad look for Richard Sherman?
Sherm got caught out there, and I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
Remember, he's a defensive back, went from Seattle to the 49ers, didn't necessarily play at his level when he first got there. The team struggled, and people started to write him and them off. Now they're undefeated. He's playing great. He's about to go into a game against Baker Mayfield, seeing how cocky he's been. He's seen how Bosa couldn't wait to get him on the ground. These are things as a team you discuss. I played so much sports. And the delusion in his head was, I'm going to give everybody else a high five, but the one person that we didn't give dap to and a hug, oh, he slighted me. All right, I'm about to use that as motivation now. When the game starts, we about to put it on them. 31-3. Exactly. Look up at the scoreboard. And then you talking to a microphone like, see, that's what he forget for not talking to me before the game. Not showing the kind of love that a young fella should be showing in the game. See, and then the video emerges, and he got caught out there.
See, I might just be justifying Richard Sherman's actions because I love Richard Sherman so much. But again, like you, I think he just made up the fact that Baker Mayfield slighted him in his head to motivate him while he played the game. And that delusion that he created actually became his reality, which he shared into a microphone. I know that is complete justification for someone lying, but I'm going to stick with that story because I love Richard Sherman. Tonight, we have a bit of a lopsided matchup. It is the Patriots taking on the Giants. Here's the thing about the Patriots. They have allowed zero passing touchdowns this entire season, and they have 11 interceptions through five games. Jalen, they're facing a rookie quarterback, a gentleman by the name of Danny Dimes. How many interceptions do you think Danny Dimes throws against this Patriots secondary that is so good?
Terrific question. I think Gilmore gets one. Mm-hmm. I say both McCarty Quinns get one, so three total. And he's going to be sacked six times.
I'm going to predict right here, remember where you heard it, that Danny Dimes will not finish this game. Not due to injury. I think that by the third quarter, they're going to be down by so much, and Dimes is going to throw so many interceptions, they're just going to take him out of his misery. They're just going to put in the backup, and they won't even put in Eli. They'll put someone else in. They won't even put in Eli. They'll put whoever the third string is. Danny Dimes will not finish this game because the Patriots defense is so good. Why are you giving me the 20-second timeout sign, Mr. Rose?
Well, because it's hard to say Danny Dimes and multiple interceptions in the same game. It just seems like a forced nickname in that context.
All right, that's your opinion. I'm going to call him Danny Dimes every time I call him. I will never call him Danny Jacobs again. And let's not forget this Patriots defense, which I think is somewhat being overlooked, how good they've been this season. Take a look at these numbers, Jalen. Just look at this. The Patriots defense is so good. They have the first in opponents' points per game, the first in defensive efficiency, the first in yards per game, the first in opponents' touchdowns, and they're tied for first in takeaways. Jalen, is this Patriots defense actually carrying this team this year?
They're definitely carrying the team. I'm not going to laud their lack of strength of schedule because you play who's in front of you. But what I will say, it just shows the greatness of a Bill Belichick to understand that my quarterback is aging. I'm dealing with multiple backs so that I can have some versatility behind him. And I'm going to make sure I shore up my defense to where he doesn't have to carry the load and take too much punishment throughout the league, throughout the year.
Again, I think this will be a huge win for the Patriots. How much do you think they're going to win by tonight?
They're going to beat the spread, no doubt about it. And Anita Marks is on our show usually Wednesdays to give us all of the fantasy and the betting advice. And I think she said the line was like 17. I will go over that.
Yeah, I would take that too. Jalen, it is time for the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Jalen, we're at the end of the show, so please be careful and don't get us canceled when you answer this question. Tyler Lockett was very revealing in an interview, and he brought up the fact that he is a virgin. Congratulations to him. And he said, quote, "If it was Beyonce in front of me, I'd still say no." Jalen, I know how you feel about Beyonce and Jay-Z, and you don't ever want to look the wrong way at another man's wife, but I do want to ask you this question. If you take Jay-Z out of the equation, do you think Tyler Lockett is telling the truth about Beyonce being in front of him?
Well, the one thing I want to teach women about men, you guys spend too much time and energy thinking that you're pleasing us. Because I want to give you guys a secret. The same gentleman that hopes to date a 10 will also date 5'2s. So I want to just put that out there. Now for Tyler Lockett. You don't get this far in your life by maintaining your virginity and now lose it with not being disciplined. So yes, with Beyonce in front of him, there are different parts of him that might get more excited than his mind, but I believe that he will be able to maintain his composure and not cross his barriers.
Jalen, I don't know if you know, this is the Don't Get Fired topic of the day, and you are definitely towing the line right now. I also want to point out that he has a new poetry book, which I will definitely be buying. Jalen, will you bless us with a poem as we head to the end of the show?
Peter Piper picked peppers and Run Rock Rhymes. In all honesty, prayers to Errol Spence Jr.
Yes.
He's dealing with an accident in Texas, and I'm wishing him well.
I want to give a big thanks to Malika Andrews for coming by. Always appreciate her. And I want to apologize to Reggie. Because Reggie always gets mad when we don't do voicemails and we don't have enough time to do exclusive, too hot for TV, exclusive podcast content. Today we had a little bit of technical issues so we didn't get started on time. So I just want to say, Reggie Hooks, I apologize. I know you want to give the people what they want. I know we didn't get to give the people what they needed today. But we'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, KRS?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.
Got to give the people now. Give people what they want.
They my little guys. I love
what
them.
What it do, baby?
Yeah.